In the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said that the impersonalists, they pity the materialists because the pleasure that is sought after by the materialists is considered 10th class. It is meant for the hogs and dogs, just like Rishabhadev says, Nayam Deho Deha Bhajam Riloke Kashtan Kaman Arhate Vidubhujami. Vidubhujami means stool eating hogs. So the sense gratification of the material world is considered to be like that. So seeing the plight of the conditioned souls absorbed in ignorance, the impersonalists pity them, considering them to be pathetic. But it is said the devotees of the Lord, they pity the impersonalists. That is why it is said, pitied by the piteous. Bhagavatam it says. So, the devotees of the Lord feel pity for impersonalists. Why? Because although the impersonalists are proud that they have risen above the dirt of the muck of material sense gratification, still they have no knowledge of the Purushottama, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, His personality, His name, form, qualities, pastimes and all. So, they have some impersonal understanding. Why they have the impersonal understanding? Because as long as they don't want to recognize the authority of the Supreme Lord and surrender to Him, that form of the Lord will never be revealed to them. It is always hidden from their sight. So Krishna says that Aham Prakasha Sarvasya Yogamaya Samavritaha, He says. Mudhoyam Nabhijanati. The foolish people cannot see Me. And when the living entity gradually advances from imagining oneself to be one with the Supreme Absolute Truth, from that platform He advances further and further. When He comes to a point when He can recognize the supremacy of Lord over Him, then only the personality is revealed. That is why when one understands that there is one Supreme Person, it is not something like a wind in the sky. He is a person. Behind the energy, there is an energetic person. And I am not His competitor, or He is not my competitor, but He is my master, I am His servant. And there is no other relationship in which I can be happier than this. He is always my master. And I am always His kinkar. I am always His servant. And recognizing this fact will only make me happy. And even in this platform, somebody may say, okay, He is master and I am servant. I am in my world and He is in His world. So then one has to ask the question about what is my existence in relation with Him? So He is the master, I am a servant, I am supposed to serve Him out of a sense of duty. In this way, Krishna gradually develops the subject in Bhagavad Gita. Kavim Puranam Manushasitaram Anoraneyam Samanusmaredya Sarvasya Dhataram Achintya Rupam Aditya Varnam Tamasaparastar. He is telling the Lord is the most learned and He is the oldest and He is the supreme controller and He is present in every atom and in space between the atoms and He is present in the heart of every living entity. And in this way one should think about Him, He says. And Sarvasya Dhataram means He is the one who holds all the universes by His Achintya Shakti. He is holding them all in their respective places. And He also has a Rupam. He is not something like air in the sky. Achintya Rupam. He has an inconceivable Satchitananda Vigraha form. And His body is glowing like millions of suns. Just like in a dark place when the sun rises, all the darkness is dispelled. So, Krishna is very much present. Only we are blind to see His presence, He says. And He exists beyond darkness. So in this way, when the living entity recognizes Krishna's greatness and agrees to see Himself in relation to Krishna as servant, that is the beginning of surrender. Gradually as the surrender, so dealing with Krishna as a friend or a lover or as a child, that is a far-fetched position for the living entity. That is why Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sang this. Ayinanda tanuja kinkaram patitam maam vishame bhavam budhau kripaya tava pada pankaja stita dhuli sadrisham vichintaya. He considered himself one of the millions of dust particles in the lotus feet of Krishna, who is undoubtedly Nanda Tanuja, who is the son of Nanda Maharaj. Although he is son of Nanda Maharaj, which is a very intimate name, and a name which is used for Krishna in Vraj, still he doesn't say, Krishna, I am your friend, Krishna, I am your lover, Krishna, you are my child. He doesn't say, he says, Nanda Tanuja Kinkaram, I am only your servant. You are always my master. I will always be your servant. And what type of servant? I am not even a very intimate servant of yours. I am a very distant servant. And I am also one of the millions of living entities in your lotus feet. There are millions of the living entities sheltered under your lotus feet. I also want to be one of them. So accept me as one of your millions of servants. Like that he is praying. So this is a very appropriate mood. And in staying in this mood, one should glorify Krishna. See, if we don't glorify Krishna, we cannot be neutral. We are likely to offend him. Like that in the Bhagavatam it says, Yayesham Purusham Sakshat Atma Prabhavam Ishwaram Na Bhajanti Avajananti Sthanat Brashtaha Patanti Adaha. He says, Sthanat means from the Varnashrama position of Brahmachari Grihastha Vanaprastha Sannyas, Brahman Chatri Vaishya Shudra. A person is likely to, not likely, a person will fall from that position. Sthanat Brashtaha Patanti Adaha. When a person is not doing these two things, Na Bhajanti. Na Bhajanti means when he doesn't glorify the Supreme Lord, Avajananti. Then he is going to commit offenses to him. So when will you do Bhajanti? When we keep on researching from the Shastras and Guru Sadhu Shastra and understanding the greatness of Krishna, the glory of Krishna, the fame of Krishna, the Adbhuta Karmana, the Adbhuta Karma of Krishna, the Rasayana Katha, the relishable pastimes of Krishna. This should be the central subject of one's heart. And then by knowing his greatness, we will be, we'll develop the fondness to love him and serve him and respect him dutifully in the beginning and with our heart subsequently. And this is a way to escape from offending Krishna. Otherwise we'll remain mudha. Avajananti maam mudha, he says. So from becoming, from being a mudha, we want to become a bhakta devotee. One has to know him and one has to glorify him. And by glorifying him with our heart and with our lives and our activities and with everything that we possess, that is the pathway to progress. And the chanting of the holy name is the topmost form of glorification of Krishna, which we are given a chance every day, a couple of hours in the morning, put aside everything of the world and just sit and admire the glories of Krishna, admire the safe and protective shelter of Krishna. Then and then, tomorrow we are going to celebrate Radhashtami. The supreme devotee of Krishna, Srimati Radharani, even she admires Krishna. And she always considers Krishna her master, eternal master. What to speak of us, our devotion is a small drop of the oceanic devotion of Srimati Radharani. So, and Srimati Radharani's mood is the most appropriate mood, which was taught by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he appeared in this world. How to become a devotee of Krishna? Ayinanda Tanuja Kinkaram, he says. In this mood, if one is calling out the holy names, one is sure to progress in spiritual life very swiftly. Harinam Prabhu ki. Let's offer our humble obeisances and to all the Vaishnava devotees of the Lord who are just like desire trees or ocean of mercy and full of compassion for the fallen conditioned souls. Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrindaki Vaishnava Thakur ki.